Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Where in the world is
Kamala Harris? I'm curious, where were you, Kamala? I thought you were doing the root causes. You know, I'm curious, Kamala, you were the last person in the room with Joe Biden ahead of the devastating Afghanistan withdrawal. Where were you?
I just love the idea of exploring the unknown.
And then Kamala Harris is the border czar, addressing the root causes. So you think that she would want to be at that meeting. But instead, on Friday, she was in New Jersey at a bakery.
Please stop eating cupcakes, please.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
Today we celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day.
So I guess it's fair to say you've set different goals for yourself than, say, Thomas Edison, Magellan, these type of people.
Magellan? You like Magellan?
Oh, yeah, my favorite explorer. Around the world, come on. Who do you like?
A gentleman known as Christopher Columbus. And to me, it will always be called Columbus Day. Some people don't like that. I do.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
In the first hour of the show this Columbus Day afternoon, we spoke with the former President Donald J. Trump for a segment, and we wanted to replay it for you. And it was a long segment, so let's just get right to it. This was about 2.5 hours ago. Happy Columbus Day, Mr. President.
Well, happy Columbus Day to you. Isn't it crazy what's going on in the world, huh? Isn't it crazy?
You don't go for Indigenous Peoples Day, right?
Well, I like Indigenous people, but this was Columbus Day, so, you know, it's like one of those things. And perhaps you can call me old-fashioned, but that's the way it is. It's Columbus Day, so I know you're going to have a good one. You always do.
I do. I wanted to ask you, first of all, about your endorsement last week of Jeff Deal, the former state rep from Massachusetts for governor, against Charlie Baker, the incumbent Republican, not a friend of yours. He's always saying how disappointed he is with you. How did you happen to make that decision to go with Jeff Deal, an underdog candidate against an incumbent Republican?
Well, it started off by the fact that I can't stand Baker. He's a phony. He'd come to the White House and he'd say, oh, you're doing such a great job. You know, every once a year and sometimes more, they come into the White House, right, governors? And he'd say, oh, what a job you're doing. What a job. Great, great. Then you'd see him on television saying the opposite. And he knows what a great job we've done. But he's, you know, catering to a certain constituency. But I didn't like him. Didn't think he did a good job. I don't think Hogan does a good job. They're like two of a kind. And so that's one of those things. I just wanted to, number one, do that. And then, as you know, the head of the Republican Party, who I think is a terrific guy, called
Jim Lyons.
And Jim is great. And he said that we have a wonderful candidate that he thinks will do very well. And I heard of him, but I didn't know too much about him. I checked it out very carefully. And I think that Deal will be the real deal. Deal will be the real deal. And very popular, real Republican, and I think somebody like that can win. But, you know, Baker, you might as well have a Democrat in, as far as I'm concerned. He was absolutely terrible.
You think you might come to Massachusetts to campaign or raise money for Jeff Deal?
Yeah, I would do that. Sure, I would do that. I think he's going to work very hard. It's not an easy place, you know. Let's not kid ourselves. And it's probably rigged voting like many other places in our country, so, you know, it's probably better than you would think. But I would do that, and I don't think Charlie Baker is going to do well in a primary. Maybe he'll drop out or do something else, but I don't think he's going to do very well. I don't think he's very popular with the Republican Party. He has not supported the party. I think he's been terrible to the party, frankly.
Hey, you know, you've been watching what's been going on with Southwest Airlines, and now it's spread to Amtrak, and they're talking about it spreading to America and the ferries in Washington State. And a lot of this, it seems to be, although they're denying it, that this is kind of the transportation version of the blue flu. you know, people just walking off the job because they're so angry about these vaccination mandates. I mean, do you think that this
has to do? Yeah.
Go ahead. What do you think it's all? What do you think it's all about?
I think it has a lot to do with a lot of things. I think it has something to do with the election that was rigged. I think these are big fans of your favorite president, Howie. I think that this has something to do with that. I think it has a lot to do with the mandates where they're just not going in. And, you know, they're going to destroy the economy with what's happening right now. Because this is just the beginning. So a lot to do with the mandates. And it has to do with probably inefficiencies and the fact that the airline hasn't been really up and going for a while, and now they have to get it going all of a sudden, and, you know, that stuff takes time sometimes. But it's a real knocker on Southwest, because they were always considered a very well-managed airline, so I can imagine they're really not too happy about what's happening. But the mandates are a big part of it, there's no question about it.
Each case is individual, obviously, for all these hundreds of thousands of people that have to make the decision whether to give up their jobs or get the vaccine. But what would you suggest to them generally that they do?
Well, look, I believe you have to have freedom. Nobody can force it into your system. Now, with that being said, I'm a big fan of the vaccine. I'm the one that got it done in 9 months, less than 9 months. And we saved millions of lives all over the world. And, you know, the interesting thing is that Biden, this year, with the vaccines, with the therapeutics, all the things we've done, they've lost more people this year than they did in the last year. And nobody wants to talk about that. And you don't have the death watch, you know, like they used to have with me, a death watch in the right-hand corner on CNN,
right,
and MSDNC. Yeah. And, you know, you don't have that anymore. Nobody talks. But they've lost more this year with all of the advances we've made, especially in the vaccines and therapeutics. He's lost more than last year. And that's doing a terrible job. Look, he did a terrible job with H1N1. You remember that. It was a disaster, actually, the job he did. And all of a sudden, you know, they're trying to give him praise when, look, he lost the election by a lot, but he was given a fake publicity on the on COVID, or China virus, as I call it. But he was given a whole fake pile of public relations, and probably helped him in that regard. But he hasn't come through. And again, it's at a higher level. The death rate's at a higher level than it was a year ago. So that's pretty amazing. And you don't read about that. You never read about these things. You don't read about Afghanistan anymore, the worst withdrawal in history, the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. And you don't see very much about the border. You see it on certain conservative outlets, but you don't see it at all in the mainstream. I mean, you see it so little, and they're destroying our country. So it's very sad.
I want to play a cut from Biden last week. I'm sure you heard it, but I just want to get your reaction to it. It's about the vaccination program. Listen, very brief cut.
You know, when I first started the vaccination program, and we got all that vaccine enough for everyone, we're vaccinating 3 million people a day. We're getting very close.
So he said he started the vaccination program. What did you think when you heard that?
Well, it's a lie, and he knows it, and maybe he doesn't know it. That's even a bigger problem. I don't think he does know it. But as you know, it's a lie.
He got the vaccination when you were president.
Did. Yeah, that's it. He got it on, I believe it was like November 11th or something thereabouts. And when he made his speech that day, that wonderful, rousing speech that everybody fell asleep listening to, and he made that speech, and he talked about just sort of what he said here. He said, you know, the vaccine, he forgot that he already took it. And it's incredible. I mean, it's incredible. We didn't get one vaccine. We got three companies. And we got the therapeutics, which are tremendous. And, you know, people didn't talk about that, but they're talking about them now. Now, he got his vaccination, and then he said we didn't have a vaccine, if you remember. We didn't have a vaccine. And yet he was vaccinated a couple of months before.
I want to play one more cut for you.
Strange things come out of his mouth.
Here's another strange things that come out of his mouth. You know, he's always working class Joe, lunch bucket Joe, all this. He loves the middle class. He's a good tipper. You've heard him a million times. But here, when he was talking to the CEOs last week, he specifically addressed the CEO of United Airlines, who had laid off, I think, 600 people for not getting the vaccine. This is what Biden said.
These requirements work. And as the Business Roundtable and others told me when I announced the first requirement, that encouraged businesses to feel they could come in and demand the same thing of their employees. More people are getting vaccinated. More lives are being saved. Let's be clear. When you see headlines and reports of mass firings and hundreds of people losing their jobs, look at the bigger story.
Sounds like he's happy about those people losing their jobs, Mr. President.
Yeah. Well, it's really hurting the economy, and it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better, and it's going to take a long time. And the supply lines are really devastated. I mean, nobody's ever seen. You have thousands of ships outside of our country, big ships waiting to be unloaded, and they don't have the people, and for various reasons. You know, it's interesting. When I was president, though, on the vaccine, nobody talked about not getting the vaccine. Everybody wanted to get it. And the thing was, you know, we were given over a million shots a day, and we didn't have a ramp-up time like he had. And we were doing great with it. We used the military. You know, outside of these certain generals, I will tell you, the generals that we're talking about, I call them the generals of television. We have great people in the military, and the military did a great job, an incredible job, actually, on the vaccine and the distribution of the vaccine. And what happened is he comes in, and all of a sudden, it's mandates, and it's all sorts of things that start taking place. And I think people just don't trust the Biden administration. But if you remember that period of time, nobody was talking about not taking the vaccine. They were taking it, but they were taking it out of their own will, and they were taking it, you know, you call it freedom. I call it freedom. You can't force it. And we didn't have to force it. People were taking it.
Mr. President, what do you think of the Let's Go Brandon chants at all the football stadiums and baseball stadiums and everywhere across the country?
Well, that's a takeoff on something else that's far more insulting and pretty tough to say. I can't even believe they were saying it, but you know the real chant. And it was sort of interesting because I watched Brandon, and I watched him being interviewed, and he knew when they said, oh, look, they're talking about you, and they weren't. He knew exactly what they were saying. You know, they were doing the less nice version. And it was sort of funny, and watching him was very funny because he got it exactly. He pulled away from the mic and he laughed. But no, they're frustrated. They are. They know the election was rigged, and they know that he's not doing the job. And we lost 13 warriors and many, many injured. You know, nobody talks about it. Those are real injuries. These are the loss of legs and arms of young, incredible people. These are big injuries, and 250 people or so killed. Both sides. It's
and now it turns
terrible,
out
terrible thing. That pullout was so bad.
The bomber came out of the Bagram prison, which the military abandoned overnight and turned it over to the Taliban. Yep. They let all the prisoners go, and this guy went and killed all the Americans and all the Afghans. Whose responsibility is that?
Well, it's his. I mean, it's always his. It's the president at the time. And we were going to keep it. And we were keeping it not so much for Afghanistan. We were keeping it for China. You know, it's right near China. And it's very close to their nuclear plants where they create lots of bad nuclear things. And we were going to keep it. And, you know, it cost $10 billion to build years ago. They have the longest runways in the world, supposedly. And, you know, it was all set. It was a really high-quality military base. And they pulled out. They pulled out, like, they left the lights on. I think they left the dogs. You know, they're trying to now take that back, but I think they left the dogs, and the Afghans don't like dogs, so you can imagine what happened there. And but they left $75 or $85 billion worth of the best military equipment in the world. And to get out this way is an embarrassment. I really believe it's the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country.
Do you think Joe Biden will finish his term?
I have no idea. I have no idea. That I wouldn't even want to comment on it. I hope he's well, and I'd like to see him do a great job as president. I would actually like to see it, but our border is decimating our country. Our country is being poisoned. It's being poisoned. They're dropping prisoners from many countries. They're being dumped into the United. We're like a dumping ground, dumped into the United States. Prisoners, they're emptying out their jails, and they're dumping the prisoners into the United States. You're going to be hearing about this for a long time to come.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. I look forward to seeing you very soon. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. for now, that's going to be all. And again, listen, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast, you can hear the entire interview. It runs about two or three more minutes from what you just heard. Fall is too hectic to fret over meal prep. Between work, school, and social obligations, I need the few free hours left over to spend quality time with my loved ones, not doing dishes and chopping vegetables. If you want to lighten your load so you can focus on your true priorities, I recommend HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients right to my doorstep, giving me a head start on meals and freeing up the rest of the evening for much-needed me time. And it's 30% cheaper than the grocery store, so HelloFresh saves me both a trip and a buck. Taylor gets his delivered every Monday. Have you checked out what you've got yet, Taylor?
I'm not sure if they delivered on this Indigenous People's Day.
That's right. But Mountain Day in Western Mass in the old days. Yes.
Over the weekend, I had some steak tips from HelloFresh along with some carrots and potatoes. It's great, and what's even better is my son loves all the meals, too. And you know, babies and toddlers can be very picky eaters, but he's not when it comes to HelloFresh. He consumes everything.
Yeah, you know, and it's a, you know, with most places, most outfits, it would be dicey to get either steak tips or potatoes delivered to your door. But with HelloFresh, you can trust everything is good. Everything is good, even fish. You can, you know, we have Patrice's talks about how she has tried so many new things and everything has turned out well. And you get all the seasonings, too, so you don't have to worry about going around. Now they're talking about the seasonings are going to be in short supply through the end of the year. You don't have to worry about that. Everything is delivered right to your doorstep by HelloFresh. Plus, with farm fresh produce and 50 always changing weekly menu and market items, you can't beat the quality, variety, and convenience. Options like quick and easy meals and 10 to 15 minute recipes make for fast and no fuss weeknight dinners with the family. Delicious recipes like melty Monterey Jack burgers. Oh, I love Monterey Jack cheese. Or crispy maple mustard chicken. I love maple too. Are a hit for parents and kids alike. It's fun for everyone from 8 to 80. This fall, I'm also looking forward to the mini pumpkin cheesecake, apricot pecan biscuit bake, and more seasonal goodies from HelloFresh. And it's not just dinner either. I love adding grab-and-go breakfast, after-school treats for the kids, and wholesome snacks to keep us all energized and focused. HelloFresh eases my chaotic schedule and makes me feel calm and capable. That's a win in my book. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn on my phone. You ask me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Their winter room rate of $110 is back on. Book an ocean view room with a fireplace and two queen-size beds at NausetBeachInn.com. It's great in the winter, just like it is in the summer. The breaking waves are amazing in the winter, just like they are any other season. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
The powers that be say flight cancellations and delays are due to weather. Do you believe them?
No, I do not.
98% don't buy it either.
All right. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls if you want to talk about President Trump. He made a great speech in Iowa over the weekend, too. And he was very, very gracious to the Republicans out there, and he asked Governor Reynolds, Kim Reynolds, if she wanted his endorsement, and she said, "No, this is Chuck Grassley's night." And it was just a good performance. And again, I wonder why Fox doesn't carry. And I know they have good ratings on Saturday night; they have a pretty good Saturday night lineup. But I still think they're just giving away the audience to Newsmax, basically. Southwest canceled 1,800 flights, and I picked up the Wall Street Journal. I said, "Oh, I can get the basic story, and they'll tell the truth." But no, they didn't. Southwest Airlines canceled more than 1,800 flights over the weekend, citing bad weather and air traffic control problems in Florida that rippled through the operation. And they said it was a more unexpected bad news for Joe Biden's America, unexpected setbacks that cascaded and led to shortfalls, irregular operations. The FAA said Sunday that severe weather, military training, and limited staffing, I wonder why the staffing was limited, in one area of the Jacksonville, Florida air traffic control facility led to flight delays and cancellations for a few hours Friday afternoon, but there had been no staffing issues since. So Southwest Airlines cancels thousands of flights claiming bad weather. But timing is very suspicious because the pilots had filed a vaccine lawsuit in federal court one day earlier. This is, they want to stop the vaccine mandates, and some people are saying up to 50% of Southwest Airline pilots are not vaccinated. And Alex Berenson, he's a guy that's very much on top of this. He's so on top of it that Amazon has banned his pamphlet from being sold online. And he received a communication from a Southwest pilot explaining, we're out of time, but we'll get to that in just a moment. If you want to talk about this, give us a call, 844-500-4242. Is this the weather, or is this Joe Biden's stormy weather? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So here's a tweet from Amtrak earlier today, Amtrak Northeast. Trains 465 and 416 are canceled due to unforeseen crew issues. That's
Joey, baby!
It's rather vague, isn't it? Unforeseen crew issues. Alternate transportation will be provided. Okay, the pushback began Friday when a reported 3 out of 35 employees, Southwest, showed up for work at the Jacksonville Center. According to the source, almost every flight out of Orlando was canceled. The source went on to suggest, this is from a website, the source went on to suggest that the Biden administration was in touch with several airlines over the past week and threatened all CEOs to enforce vaccine mandates. So that's that. And last Friday, this was the day it all started, the pilots union at Southwest filed for a restraining order in federal court that would have prevented the company from enforcing a vaccine mandate until there was a full-scale court hearing. And the union president, of course, is denying that this was a walkout, because he has to. You know, it's a violation of the contract. Alex Berenson received a communication from a Southwest pilot explaining, the union cannot organize or even acknowledge the sick out because doing that would make it an illegal job action. But at the moment, the pilots don't even have to talk to each other about what they're doing. The anger internally, not just among pilots, but among other Southwest workers, is enormous. Workers believe the company should stand up for them against this mandate. Telling pilots in particular to comply or face termination has backfired. Meanwhile, Southwest has more flexibility than it has acknowledged. This is, again, the pilot. Federal contracts represent about 3% of its revenue, but even the Biden administration cannot alter existing contracts. Please note, I have not checked this, though it seems reasonable. Southwest is only at risk of losing future contracts. So another instance of air traffic disruption attributed by some to the vax mandates, but officially denied, took place at Jacksonville Air Traffic Control Center. This is from one of the TV stations in Jacksonville. The Federal Aviation Administration blamed widespread flight cancellations this weekend on bad weather and air traffic control issues in Jacksonville. So this is a big uh, this is a big problem here, and it's only going to get worse. 844-500-4240. They're just trying to scare everybody into taking the shot, and I don't know if it's going to work or not. There are reports that one of the Massachusetts state police, who was basically coerced into getting the shots, is now in an intensive care unit in Boston. I have his name, but we haven't confirmed it yet. So I'll just I won't give out his name. But there are these stories going around. I have it now from multiple state police sources that this guy, again, he was 46, 47 years old. In good health, took the shot, and now he's in intensive care, incubated. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Thanks, Howie. The illegal job action against this, saying that the pilot's doing an illegal job action, I mean, it's just as illegal for the forced vaccine. That's not why I call, though, Howie. I think of the truckers and the airline pilots being forced to get the vaccine. A trucker is in his cab all day long. He drops the truck load off. Usually someone else unloads it. He gets back in his truck. Someone else loads it, brings it to another place. These guys are not interacting with people. So to force these guys to get the vaccine, you know, what they have to do is flex their muscle. It's with the airline pilots and just shut things down.
That's easy for you and me to say, because we're not relying on that paycheck to get by. We have different jobs, David. I mean, we can't really ask somebody to do that on our behalf, can we?
Well, Howie, if they did it for 1 week, just to show, say, hey, you know, this is
yeah. We're losing him. 844-500-4242. What do you think they should do? I mean, if you were a pilot, this is not something that's really necessary. If you're in good health and you're not elderly, you really don't have anything to fear. I mean, Fauci had to admit that. Didn't he seem depressed yesterday when he was on CNN? Because the cases, as bogus as that standard, that measurement is, even the cases are going down. And so what's he going to say? They just want to keep this thing going forever. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
You know, Howie, it was great that you had President Trump on. You know, we love this great country since Reagan. We're hoping for a great patriotic leader. President Trump was that patriotic leader. And the scumbags and an overpowering central government had to crucify him so they could keep their scam going, okay? And that's what really gets me. And as far as these pilots are concerned, I'm with the pilots. God bless them. Screw Northwest or any other airline.
Southwest.
Try to force people to take a vaccination. You know?
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I don't think there's any need for this. And again, I was hoping for more of a reaction from President Trump, actually, when Biden was basically bragging and congratulating the CEO of United Airlines for firing 600 people. I mean, that really surprised me that he would. I mean, even I know he's not all there. You know, he doesn't know what he's saying. But, you know, you would think somebody would say to him, somebody in that White House would have worked, maybe one person in the White House has had a real job and would say, you know, Mr. President, it's not really a good thing when somebody loses a job, especially over nothing when it comes down to it, because we're just making them pay a price. And I was thinking about this too, that, you know, they always used to say, the liberals always would say, when you'd say we need mandatory sentencing for, you know, violent crimes against women or drug dealing, or we need the death penalty to as a deterrent. And they would say, you don't deter anybody. You're just punishing people who aren't going to learn anything. I mean, what is this? Firing 593 people for United or firing the thousands of people in New York who are being made to leave their jobs as healthcare workers or teachers, or the state police who are you know, given until October 17th to get the jab, or the prison guards in Massachusetts, or the healthcare workers in Maine, all over the place. You know, What lesson? What deterrent? The deterrent is do what you're told to do by the deep state, or you will be punished. That's all that's going on here. 844-500-4242. They don't believe this. Look at what any Democrat politician does when he doesn't think there's a camera or a Republican around. Look at Rashida Tlaib last week. She put her mask back on because she said she was afraid the Republican tracker who follows her around was going to catch her without a mask again. That's the only reason she had a mask on. She doesn't care. Gavin Newsom, Nancy Pelosi, Walsh Marty, any of these people, Katie Brown, Lori Lightfoot, none of them believe it. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie. Mike calling in. I used to fly for Southwest, and I've been away from the news there, but most of the cancellations were out of Orlando and Florida. Is that correct?
Jacksonville, yes. Jacksonville and Orlando.
Orlando. There's a crew base, one of the crew bases where flights for X number of pilots begin, and it's in Orlando. I'm just thinking out loud. It's entirely possible that the folks just get together in the crew and say, you know, I'm tired of this crap, and off they go. You know, it doesn't have to come down from the union surreptitiously right. And that kind of stuff. You just, guys, independent guys get together and saying, this ain't right. I'm healthy. Don't need it. What do you think? And it gets around real quick. So it's entirely possible. I haven't spoken to anyone to verify this, any of my buds and that kind of stuff. But there you go.
Well, that's exactly what the guy who texted Alex Berenson said. He said, at this moment, the pilots don't even have to talk to each other about what they're doing. The anger internally is enormous. So there you go. It just confirms what you said, Mike. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. You want to see how much these Fauci sounds sad to me when he's talking yesterday about allowing trick or treating, because that's not what he's about. He's not just the Grinch who stole Christmas. He's the Grinch who stole Halloween, and Thanksgiving, and New Year's Eve, and the Super Bowl, and Valentine's Day. He's an all purpose Grinch. Let's have cut number one here.
I think that particularly if you're vaccinated, but you can get out there, you're outdoors for the most part, at least when my children were out there doing trick-or-treating, and enjoy it. I mean, this is a time that children love. It's a very important part of the year for children. I know my children enjoyed it. So, I mean, again, particularly if you're vaccinated, if you're not vaccinated, again, think about it, that you'll add an extra degree of protection to yourself and your children and your family and your community. So it's a good time to reflect on why it's important to get vaccinated, but go out there and enjoy Halloween as well as the other holidays that will be coming up.
You notice how it keeps saying my children? Like you have to, you know, make it clear that maybe your children are different than every other child in America who loves Halloween. Why do you have to say my children unless you're just a complete total egomaniac? Which,
by the
course,
way, his children are probably about your age, Howie.
He got
very
married
close to it.
He got married late, I think Taylor, actually. Yeah, but they're definitely way beyond the trick-or-treating age. Definitely, I think they're probably in their, yeah, probably around 40, a little younger than me, but not that much, I guess. 844-500-4242. Let's play the. But you know the CNN anchor. I think Jake Tapper took the day off. Maybe they were having a Hillary Clinton festival or something. So he took the day off. There was a woman in there, and she tried to cheer Fauci up by asking him about when we could take masks off indoors. Even though everybody has said it's okay to take it off, it was okay to take it off indoors if you're vaccinated. But now, again, the goalposts keep shifting around and moving. They're on the back of a pickup truck. They don't move them with field hands. They just keep it moving around all the time on the back of that truck. Cut two.
How long do you think it will be until it's safe for vaccinated people to once again be indoors without a mask?
Once again.
You know, it's always tough to predict that. I think if we continue to go down in the cases that we're seeing right now and more people get vaccinated, as the dynamics of the outbreak, namely the amount of virus circulating in the community, goes down, I hope we'll be able to pull back on some of those restrictions.
I hope. He hopes. He hopes he'll be able to pull back on some of those restrictions. Did you ever see Dr. Fauci's name on a ballot? I never did. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it. He's been called the Nostradamus of our time.
You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down the toilet.
He's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242 at HowieCarrShow.com. We still have some cheap bastard deal, entertainment gift cards to Apex Entertainment, the largest amusement center in New England, over 100,000 square feet. It's in Marlboro, Massachusetts, centrally located in anywhere in New England. And we have $50 gift certificates for just $25. We only have a few left. Apex Entertainment gift cards. Get on board now and get one tonight or get one anytime soon at HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Hey, Howie. I just cannot believe that we are living in such times as we are today. I never thought I would see America today. And by
me
the
neither.
Way, the reason that you have a vaccine, Howie, is because you don't have a cure. But we've had a cure right from the beginning when they uncovered that hydroxychloroquine. People were saved from it all over the world, but they squashed it and wouldn't allow people to get it. So that's how much they care about saving people's lives.
I know. And there are other therapeutics, as they call them. Dr. McCary, who we have on sometimes from Johns Hopkins, he has a column over the weekend in the Wall Street Journal about another therapeutic. That, you know, he says, what's the problem with giving it to people? If it's not going to harm them, and you know, now it's being reported that these more than 100 congressmen and their aides have been taking these therapeutics that Fauci and Walensky and all of them are dumping on publicly.
Well, you know what? Look what happened to that black state senator from Michigan. When she thanked Trump for saving her life because
Jones,
he recommended,
I think was her
that
name.
Drug.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I know.
And she was bashed and trashed every which way, but Sunday.
Yeah,
for
no.
Even to say so.
I know. I know. What's the if this thing is so deadly, you would think they would want to be trying various cures that have worked. I mean, how much problem can hydroxychloroquine have been if it's been used as an anti-malarial drug for 60 years in the tropical climes? You know, it's not going to kill anybody, but they didn't want to use it. Thanks for the call, Arthur. Charlene, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Charlene.
Thank you. Hi, Howie. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
First of all, I'm scared. This is my first time caller, first time to listen to you, but I feel like I'm not going to be a voice that's going to be heard very well because I have an illness, and it's a lung disease. And when we first had the shut-ins, we weren't allowed, people with that kind of problem was not allowed to get out because if you did, you die.
Right.
And I'm scared now because I'm at a place where I'm afraid to even take the vaccine because it'll kill you. And I've been doing research and everything, but I have COPD, and there's millions of us that are like this. And I'm 64, and I am afraid. I am afraid because if I do take the vaccine, I'm dead.
I don't, you know, I'm not a doctor. I can't give you any medical advice, Charlene, but I would be very careful. I think your caution is well deserved. You know, that you should be extremely cautious before you do anything. Good luck, Charlene. We'll talk to you tomorrow. If you want to hear the president's interview, go to wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. I'm Howie Carr.